This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 2nd.
Let them eat cake, and President Obama gets a pie in the face. We're going to take a look at it. Do an identity check for the president. Our good friend Jimmy Warren is going to join us in just a moment. Let's get a check in the morning's top news, though. It was a heated debate in the House.
I cannot support this bill.
I rise today in opposition.
We need to cut spending, not raise taxes.
It's time to end the reckless game of chicken.
And the game did end, but not before a moment of drama as a lawmaker returned.
Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
Of course, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona, first Capitol Hill appearance since she was shot in January. Moments after that emotional return, House Speaker John Boehner announced the final vote on a bipartisan plan to raise the debt ceiling.
The ayes are 269, the nays are 161. The bill is passed without objection.
It's the first hurdle to avoid a default. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor called it a big win for Republicans.
I think the big win here for us and for the American people is the fact that there are no tax hikes in this package.
The Senate takes up the plan at noon. It's expected to pass, but Majority Leader Harry Reid is not counting his chickens before they hatch.
I'm a longtime member of Congress, and I never count my votes until they're cast.
What did I tell you? If it passes the Senate, the bill heads to the White House for President Obama's signature just hours before that midnight deadline to avoid a default.
Reports out this morning point to a policy shift in Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly agreed to use the pre-1967 borders as a starting point to a peace deal with Palestinians. Netanyahu reacted angrily back when President Obama called for the exact same thing in May. Eyewitness reports out of Syria this morning say security forces continue their relentless assault on the city of Hama. More attacks on civilians reported across Syria. The United Nations Security Council will meet again today to debate whether or not to condemn Syria.
The U.S. is moving to ease anti-terrorism restrictions in Somalia. It will no longer be illegal for aid groups to pay taxes to Al-Shabaab, an extremist group with Al-Qaeda links that has reportedly cut off aid to thousands of starving Somalis. This morning, the U.N. says the famine is spreading and may soon engulf six more regions of the country. The worst drought in a decade now covers 12% of U.S. land. Officials say more than 2 million acres of farmland, mostly in Texas, have been destroyed. And new federal guidelines require health insurance plans to cover all government-approved contraceptives for women without copays or other charges.
The latest Chinese retail knockoff. We told you last month about fake Apple stores that are popping up in several cities across China. Well, a reporter for Reuters in China found a dead ringer for an IKEA store. Everything down to the yellow and blue signature colors and those mock-up rooms where you sit and relax on the couches. The latest example of Chinese retailers pirating
but
copyrighted
It's all
property.
Made in China. I don't understand.
Yeah, but they're not real
the
IKEA.
I'd love to go there and check out
what's
made in China.
And if you buy a fake iPhone, I tell you, the warranty is not covered by Apple, I guarantee you. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,132. The S&P at 1,273. The NASDAQ at 2,354. Well, we have a debt ceiling deal. It looks like the Senate will pass it later on today. What is your reaction to the deal that got passed? A winner? A loser? Are there any in this particular compromise? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to the takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.